Dave and Fanula
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
If this is the sound, what's the town?
Come on the town.
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 We'll be singing Come on the town in the stand.
We might be singing Come on the town in Mokara. In what part of the country?
Dundalk, come on the town.
Yes, Dave and Fanula's Christmas quiz returns to Mokara, Dundalk this Thursday night. But you can't have a venue without visionaries. Gentlemen putting their heads together. Friends coming up with extraordinary plans. Killian, Vinny and Paul from Mokara in Dundalk. Getting ready for the crazy, silly season. What are your thoughts?
Oh, Jesus, it's going to be rough, isn't it?
It started already. You're going to see in here Saturday night. You had to close the doors at 7 o'clock.
I was like an air traffic controller directing tables. It was hectic. We're going to put a few scarecrows outside.
Well, at least you're well equipped, so, for the madness that's about to descend on you on Thursday. You hosted us very kindly last year for the first ever Dave and Fanula Christmas quiz. What, in the name of God, possessed you to welcome us back this year?
I know, we have very short memories. They must have just slipped on my... I don't know how he's managed to get that one back in, but
if Dave agreed to give me 500 quid, you don't know that yet.
No, that has not it's been agreed in the budget for the event.
I think he's paying personally. He wanted to come back that much, and he's paying out of his own pocket.
How are you also dealing with the rise of Mokara in Kneecap and the rise of Mokara in Dundalk?
It's good to see Kneecap's finally getting as big as us, you know. It's
I have to say, Paul's good, and then we get a few messages on the old Instagram, and Paul likes to roll with it. He's like, well, guys, any after parties was like, yeah, sends random locations. After parties don't exist.
What was the recent one he said?
They were laying out a gig, one of their gigs they're playing, and they're like, well, someone text the page and like, will you hurry up? What time he's coming on at? He said, just give me a minute, I'm taking a poo.
It could so be very tempting.
Like to think of their reaction and think it's Mokara texting back.
I think it was
like, oh, look, I'm after.
The gig was in Glasgow to your man, like, you're no Mokara.
How would you insult somebody proper in Dundalk? Is there a word or a phrase?
We have a great word here, actually. And it's actually the name of one of our sandwiches as well. It's a ham and cheese mustard sandwich. But in the dark, we call people a ham child.
Where are you ham child?
And I don't know what it is or what it means. But
I always thought it was a sandwich.
Supposedly there's
a child of a ham.
Yeah. Supposedly there's a group of mothers in Dundalk as well. They have some Facebook group. And they boycotted Mokara because we call a sandwich a ham child.
The Dave and Fanula Christmas quiz, obviously a highlight of the calendar, but Christmas season at Mokara, other nights that you want to flag, stuff going on that people can enjoy a night out at?
Do you know what? We were thinking about Christmas and Christmas decorations. We were on a local radio station here the other day and got into a bit of... I know, exactly. I won't even name it, you know. But we got into a bit of an altercation. You know, we have issues, obviously, with Drogheda. I think we told you the last time that we
might come up.
Yeah, we want, like the Simpsons movie, we want to put them in a dome. But anyways, it came across breaking news while we were on this local radio station that Drogheda's Christmas decorations had just fallen down. And the whole of traffic in Drogheda had come to a standstill. And what did you say?
So then he decided to introduce the three of us, but I rudely interrupted him and said, guys, just for a word for all the listeners, I would actually avoid Drogheda every day.
Yeah, not just today. So we ended up getting a bit of a message from, I'd say she was at least 105, and she was probably in that Facebook mother's group, and she messaged us and said, lads, I really didn't appreciate what you said about Drogheda people today.
You obviously don't want our custom not funny.
And she was right. But you know what, we're out to make amends. We actually don't mind Drogheda people. They're all right.
Yeah, so we're not going to say anything bad about Drogheda for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah. We're going to try and build bridges with Drogheda, but then they'll probably fall out too.
I now feel compelled to take this opportunity to market Dave and Fanula's Christmas quiz as the great bringer together of the Drogheda and Dundalk people.
You can be from Drogheda and come to Dave and Fanula's Christmas quiz this very Thursday, Mokara, Dundalk. Last remaining tickets and tables are on sale, iRadio.ie, or just Google Dave and Fionnuala's Christmas Quiz and you shall find us there.
And you know from that, the lads are going to be great crack as well.
They do have some exclusive announcement that they tell us they're giving us to give to you. Gentlemen?
We have a bit of good news as well for you guys. A bit of an announcement here for all the iRadio listeners.
Oh!
So we are
world exclusive.
We are taking over the bars for Dundalk FC up in Oriel Park there for the next season ahead.
No way.
So if you find yourself down in Dundalk or League of Ireland fans, I know you probably don't have any. Is there a League of Ireland team over there in Leitrim or wherever you're from, David?
Sligo Rovers next door.
And have to shout out the Athlone Town women as well, champions as well this year. So, you know, big in Athlone as well. So is that am I right in saying that's hunky dory Oriel Park?
Jesus Christ.
Damn it, ruining the whole thing.
I'll give you another world exclusive. Die Radio Quiz has been cancelled.
No, that's all part of my cunning plan to end the divide between the two towns. So Oriel Park, from next year, the Mochara lads, you're taking over the bars.
Yeah, now you have it.
That's Vino's playing striker.
Yeah, the part of the deal was Vino got to play up front.
Yeah, and they got to walk out with the players with the star holding their hands.
Boys, that is unbelievable.
I know, when we wake up in bed together in the mornings, we just look at each other and we think, wow.
How did we get to this?
I look back and think of the times I didn't have to wear a hat, I had a full head of hair. It's very stressful.
You know what? Vino's getting an awful hard time on, you know, on the old Instagram or interweb or TikToks or anything that goes up. He's getting off. It's a hard time. The most recent one, it was very hurtful. It says,
"Yeah, I couldn't sleep. I wouldn't get tired of slapping that wee fella."
There was one. Does he not? Why does he always wearing his hat backwards? He's not 14, that fella. And Fino hasn't worn his hat backwards since.
I'm kind of liking the front ones these days.
Shouldn't let anyone.
Radio listeners could send in a few compliments to Vinny.
Please, this
time of year.
And a donation would be great as well.
I'll give you a number there for Revolut if you want to get the pen.
This man's heading to Turkey in the new year, so we have to sort something out.
Gentlemen, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. You're always at something, and we can't wait to be with you on Thursday.
Get them in. All right, folks, thank you.
The finest barmen in the country, Killian, Vinny, and Paul from Mochara Dundalk. It's the location for Dave and Fionnuala's Christmas Quiz 2 this Thursday. Final tickets are now on sale. You can't turn up and just be like, where am I sitting? Nope, you need to book your table beforehand. Google Dave and Fionnuala's Christmas Quiz or iradio.ie. You'll find all the details you could ever want or need.
And we just can't wait to see you there because, well, myself and Dave love quizzes. We love meeting ye and hanging out with you. And it's just going to be a great night.
I'm on the town.
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 Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
iRadio.